Lieve Wynand Rousseau, achter die microfoon, we'll take you through to 9 o'clock this morning. And on this, can you believe it, the 20th of June already? Hey, got some brilliant news for you. John 14 and verse 6, He is the truth, the way and the life. And unashamedly so, sharing the undiluted word of God. I have said it many a time on this radio station, and I will say it this morning again. It is good to listen to your local Christian radio station, your pastor, your minister, your priest, whoever. But ultimately, Acts 17:11 says, to search the scriptures to see if these things are so. There's a huge responsibility on your shoulders and on my shoulders to have a quiet time, to spend time in the presence of God Almighty with the Word, and to study the Word, read it, eat it, walk it, sleep it, dream it if you can. And by that, you will gain wisdom. You will gain direction in life. Ek wil jou graag vat na die boek Prediker. Prediker. But before we go, now that's very interesting. Whenever we say Prediker, you immediately say, what's that in English? Well, that's Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. Interesting. It presents us with a naturalistic vision of life, one that sees through life distinctively with human eyes, but ultimately recognizes the rule and the reign of God in this world. It's a book of wisdom, especially popular amongst the younger audiences today, men and women who have seen more than their fair share of pain and instability in life, but are still clinging in their hope to God. Does that sound like you? Then read with me Ecclesiastes. Now, why am I taking you to Ecclesiastes this morning? Die boek van Prediker. Van die begin van die jaar af, sal jy onthou hier op Radio Kansel, het ons vir jou die Bybel leesprogram. Het ons vir jou die Bybel leesprogram wat ons vir jou gratis uitdeel. Ons lees die Bybel chronologies hierdie jaar. And so we've been dishing it out ever since the beginning of the year. Formala, free. Freely we have received and freely we give. All you have to do to be part of this corporate reading plan is to send us a WhatsApp that says reading plan, leesplan. And dan sal jy sien, as for this day, right here, right now, 7 minutes after 6, on this, the 20th of June, the reading plan for this day comes from the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, there is a scripture in Hebrews 4 and verse 12 that says, the word of God brings life. Listen to this. The word of God brings life and is stronger than a two-edged sword, cutting unto bone and marrow. It's a discerner of the intents of the heart. And therefore, I just want to read this morning from the book of Ecclesiastes. Let it cut unto bone and marrow. Let it be a discerner of the heart this morning. There's nothing more important. If you plan a trip down to Cape Town or to KwaZulu-Natal or any other place in this world, what if you're a ship's captain? They say a good ship's captain will plan the whole route in their mind before they leave the dock. They have a clear vision of their destination. They understand what it will take to get there. They know who is needed to be on board for this trip to be successful. They recognize the obstacles before they appear on the horizon. And it's all about preparation. To prepare well. To prepare well. This morning, I want to read from the book of Ecclesiastes so that you can prepare well for this day. Tomorrow you have no stake in it. Nothing. Nada. Yesterday, well, your life should be changed for yesterday, because yesterday there was 33,000 sermons preached just in South Africa alone. Just in South Africa alone, And so our country should look different. You and I should look different this morning. Operate differently. Be inspired, be touched, be renewed by the Holy Spirit. And so as for here and now, when we read the Word of God, when we study the Word of God, it brings life, says Hebrews 4 and verse 12. So Ecclesiastes, if you go to the 20th of June, you will see that we read from Ecclesiastes chapter 7. The heading of this chapter says, choose the better things. It starts off with these words, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. You see, the only truly good name is the name of Jesus Christ. It's the name of our Lord. And the only one who can truly say that they have a good name are those who taken the name of the Lord Jesus Christ upon themselves. Can I ask you a straightforward question? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Messiah, as your Savior, as your God? Have you bowed the knee? Have you submitted your life to Him? To Him who has this good name, but only such a one, is the death day better than the birthday? For it will introduce you to a blissful and a perfect life in Christ Jesus. It boils down to this: where will you spend all eternity? In heaven or in hell? Simple as that. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better, verse 2, to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. You see, if you listen with flesh this morning to verse 2 of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, to the flesh this passage seems so wrong, so wrong. However, the house of mourning has a tendency to show us our true selves, to help us think more highly of others, and thereby humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. Which is better? The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 3 says, sorrow is better than laughter. For by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. You see, sorrow has a tendency to drive people to their knees. Laughter has a tendency to exalt oneself. Where do you find yourself this morning? These are hard scriptures for a Monday morning, the 20th of June, 13 minutes after 6. But the Bible says, the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the songs of fools. Verse 6 says, for as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This is also vanity. Surely oppression makes a wise man mad, and gifts destroy the heart. You see, the wise man is the one who knows and understands the Bible. Do you know and understand the Word of God when you read it? Are you like that ship's captain who's planning ahead, a clear vision, understanding where you're on your way to, knowing and recognizing the obstacles before they even appear on the horizon? Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8. Better is the end of things than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. You see, there's a sense if you read these verses 7 and 8, the follower of the Lord Jesus Christ begins to look to the world and hereby ceases to look at the Lord, almost like Peter looking at the height of the waves. You cannot look at both. You cannot look at both. But if you look at the world, you will see that you begin to feel that you're not getting your just due. And that this living for God has not brought the prosperity that some people so desire. And then we succumb to the wiles of this world. The Bible says wisdom is better than wealth. Wisdom is better than wealth. Be not hasty in your spirit, says verse 9, to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. So by a mesa, wat nie hulle nie meer kan beteel nie. So by a mesa. And yet the Bible says, written by a very wise man through the prompting of the Holy Spirit, anger rests in the bosom of fools. Verse 10 says, say not you, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. Say not you, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? Ons sê so maklik en so graag, die ou dae was baie beter. Die ou bestel, nee. Ek onthou daardie jare, toe so baie mense uit Rhodesia uitgevlug het, nowadays Zimbabwe. Almost tongue in cheek, it was referred to them as the when we's. When we were. When we, you see? The Holy Spirit warns us not to be complain of having fallen upon difficult days. For it, that if you show that irritation, it shows a want of heavenly wisdom and a questioning of the love that plans all things for man's good. Are you happy with what God has given you on this day? You are on God's wake-up list this morning. Die Here het jou wakker gemaak en daarvoor moet jy dankbaar wees dit wat jy het. Wisdom is good with inheritance, and by it there is profit to them who see the sun. I'm reading to you from a book of wisdom, the book of Ecclesiastes. Wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge, that wisdom gives life to them who have it. Dis pragtige skrif vir julle. It's beautiful scripture. I've just read to you from verse 12. Wysheid is 'n beskitting, geld is 'n beskitting, maar die voordeel van kennis, die wysheid, hou die besitter daarvan in die lewe. Aanskou die werk van God. Want wie kan regheid maak wat hy krom gemaak het? Wees goedsmoeds op die dag van voorspoed en op die dag van onheil. Bedink dan, ook hierdie dag het God gemaak. Net soos daardie. Daarom dat die mens na sy dood niks meer sal ontdek nie. Die woord van die Here giving us guidance this morning. Why am I reading from the book of Ecclesiastes? Because we don't often find ourselves in Ecclesiastes except for the chronological reading plan that we're distributing wherever you are this morning. And we ask that we read it corporately, but not just read it, to drink it in, to stop. Om letterlik na elke woord en punt en komma en elke letter te kyk en sê, Here, hoe is dit van toepassing op my lewe? Hoe is het van toepassing op my lewe, Here? Solomon says, all things, verse 15, have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is just one, just man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs his life in his wickedness. As 'n regverdige ou wat kort lewe, en as 'n goddelose wat lank lewe. And you sit and you ponder these verses and you sing, my goodness, yes, the vanity of life. Everything comes to nothing. Ons jaag so dat ons nie tyd het vir die woord van die Here nie. En toch, through the word of God, we are prepared. Like that ship's captain, we are prepared for the whole trip to reach our destination. It's the evangelist Paul that says, run the race. Run the race with the end in mind. Hardloop hierdie reisies met die wenstreep in gedagte. Weet jy waar die wenstreep is of het jy uitgesak? Sit jy teen die kant van die pad? Hou jy die wolke dop en doen jy niks? En klaar jy jou lot? En klaar jy die omstandighede en klaar jy die tye waarin jy jou bevind? Of stel jy ook in hierdie tye jou vertroue in die Here? Ecclesiastes, today's reading plan is only from chapter 7 to chapter 12. It's only 12 chapters in Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes. I haven't touched on the tip of the iceberg. I haven't touched on the tip of the iceberg. Time does not permit. But I want to urge you, my brother, my sister, to go and read the book of Ecclesiastes. Nou vir haar klomp ouens, wat se boek? Prediker. Gaan lees hom weer. En lees hom stadig en lees hom bidend. En let the word of God be a discerner of your heart. As jy wysheid nodig het, daar is geldraad. Daar is gesondheidsraad in hierdie 5 hoofstukke. Daar is raad vir die regter, vir die prokureur, vir die man in die straat, vir die president van hierdie land. There is advice for every man, woman and child. No matter your position or your standing in life, you will find advice. And maybe this morning, you find yourself in a place where you're desperately in need of advice. Do not lean on the arm of flesh, but trust the word of God to be godly advice to you. Al die boeke van die Bybel is geskryf deur die inspirasie van die Heilige Gees. God inspired, godly advice. Ecclesiastes, chapter 7 to chapter 12. Simple as that. Go and read it. And find wisdom for your situation also for this day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beauty of your word. We thank you that your word, John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Dankie Here dat die boek van Prediker met ons harte praat, met ons siele praat, met ons DNA praat. Thank you, Lord, for giving us wisdom and inspiration. Let us seek wisdom more than silver and gold, than a good paycheck, than the right property or the best car. Let us seek these things first and foremost, godly wisdom. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for inspiring your word from Genesis to the maps. Inspire our hearts, touch our hearts this morning, Lord. Steek 'n vuur in ons aan die brand, a hunger to know your word, to draw nigh, a new touch, Lord. Unless you change us, Lord, what will become of us? So many sermons preached yesterday, and I'm waiting in anticipation to see, is our country different this morning? Like ons land anders, and yet again God says, you be that difference, Wynand. You be that difference that you so desire to see in South Africa. Read the word, be changed by the word, and thank God for the word. Can you say with me, Holy Spirit, have your way in me. Holy Spirit, come and have your way in me through the beauty of your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children says, Amen and amen.